Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chav Zayin. We are holding on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph at the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph at the top. So today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha La Shalom. It is also sponsored by Dodi Lam and family in memory of her father, Rabbi Maurice Lam, Zechara Levracha Moshe, Ben Meir Shmuel, the Peril. Rabbi Lam loved this shul and this community, and we loved him. We miss him very, very much. The Neshama should have an aliyah, and we thank Dodi very much for the sponsorship. So we are, the Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if a person loses a get and then finds the get. Can he assume that the get that he found is the same get that he lost, even though it's got all the same names, but maybe there's somebody else by the same name that may have lost a similar get. So the Gemara is going to ask, Rabba is going to ask a stira between two Mishnayos, and Rabbi Zeira is also going to ask a stira, but between our Mishnah and a Braisa. Other than that, the stiras are very similar in terms of whether we are concerned that it's the same if you find it sometime later. So they're both going to ask Kastira. Both Rabba and Rabbi Zeira are going to ask Kastira. The answer to both is going to be the same, that the chilik is whether Shayaros Mitzuyos or Ain Shayaros Mitzuyos. Is it in a place where there are a lot of people that pass by, or not a place where a lot of people pass by? So that's going to take us through Amud Aleph. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have two other answers to the stiros that Rabba and Rabbi Zeira ask. And then the Gemara is going to discuss, the Mishnah mentions this distinction between finding it li'alter, finding it immediately, and finding it sometime later. So the Gemara is going to have six definitions of what li'alter is, and then it's going to come to a psak as far as what we assume is li'alter. How immediate do we assume is immediate as opposed to li'achazman? So let's begin with the Mishnah on the top of Daf, Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. So again, we're going to be talking about a get that is lost and then found. So I maybe get, you have a shliach that brings a get that was written properly with the tzivui habal and everything, and so we're outside of the discussion of lo lishma. We've already completed that discussion. This is a get was written lishma. The shliach brought the get and then he lost it. He lost the get somewhere along the way. But Mitzol, the altar, if he finds it right away, kosher, then he's allowed to be megarish with it. Vim lav, but if he doesn't find it right away, he only finds it sometime later, pasul, then you're not allowed to use that get to be megarish, because you have to be concerned that maybe it's not the same get that was lost. There was someone else that had the same name, whose wife had the same name, who also wrote a get, and maybe they lost it in this location. So therefore, maybe this is a get that was not written l'shem this isha. It's a get shelo l'shma, it's going to be pasul. But mitzo'u b'chafisa o b'dluskuma, if you find it in some type of kli or some type of bag, and there's a simen, you know that this kli belongs to you, even though maybe you don't recognize the get itself, then you're able to be megarish with it. Or in makiro, if you recognize the get itself, even though there's no clear simen, then kosher. Then you're allowed to be megarish with such a get. That's how Rashi understands that mitzo'u b'chafisa o b'dluskuma means that you have a simen on the kli, but not on the get. That you don't recognize the get at all, but you have a simen on the kli. The Ramban understands that you're makir the kli b'tvias ayin, not that you have a simen on the kli, but you just recognize the kli. And certainly, if you're makir the get, if you have a tvias ayin on the get, then it's going to be kosher. Well, with the fact that the Tana says that you're makir the kli b'tvias ayin is because it's not so shchiach that you'll be makir a get b'tvias ayin. Much more likely, you'll be makir your stuff as opposed to a get. All get and look more or less the same. So even though we're not machzir and aveda b'tvias ayin in general, unless it's to a talmid chacham, the Gemara b'metzia daf chav gimel says that when it comes to hashavas aveda, if someone says, "Yeah, I recognize that, that's mine," so only if the person is a talmid chacham is that sufficient without any simanim. But that's only because it's someone else that found it. So you want to get it back from the person who's matzah the aveda, who found the aveda. So good. So then you need more than a tvias ayin. But if I myself lost it and I myself find it, then a tvias ayin is enough for me to be confident that this is the thing that I lost. You don't need me to be a talmid chacham for such a thing. The Sefer Torah's Gittin asks, why is it that the Mishnah Dafka chooses chafisa and tluskuma? Just say you find it in a kli of some sort. So because of that kasha, he says that it must be talking about a case where you didn't put the get in these kelim. These kelim aren't even your kelim. So someone else must have put this get in these kelim, because it's not the derech of a get to fall into these kinds of kelim on their own. That's why Dafka chose kelim that we know that it wouldn't have fallen in on their own. So someone must have put it there. But Mikol Makom, he says, since you're makir the get, even though you know you didn't put the get in these places, we could still return that. You could still assume that it's your get. You could still take that get and use it. That's the chiddush of the Taras Gittin. Sometimes a person finds something valuable and he knows he's not going to be able to find the person who lost it, or he figures that the best chance of the person who lost it finding it is by leaving it here, because they may retrace their steps. Once I pick it up, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to find them. So he just puts it somewhere safe. He just doesn't want it to get destroyed. So maybe someone put it in a duluskma, in a chafisa, or something like that. Now, the way Rashi understands our Mishnah is the way we learned our Mishnah, that if you recognize either the Kli or the Duluskama, then that's good enough. The Ramban and other Rishonim say that they had a different girsa in Rashi, based on what Rashi says on the Rif, that Matzah b'chafisa is a Kli that has a simen on the Kli that it's yours, and Makiro means that it's both, that you have a tziruf of both of them, that there's a simen on the Kli and that you're Makir the Get. Only then is it going to be kosher. But without it being in a kli, you just find it lying there on the street. Even if you're makir the get, this alternate version of Rashi says that you're not allowed to be megarish with such a get, even though you're makir the get b'tzvias ayin, because you can't be samech on a tzvias ayin if you're not a tzur mirabanan. Meaning that same kasha that we asked, then how could you assume that it's yours just because you have a Tviyas Ayin? Tviyas Ayin only works for a Tzur Mirabanan, for a Talmud Chacham. So he said, yeah, that's when you're trying to give it to someone else. But when you find your own thing, then Tviyas Ayin works even when you're not a Tzur Mirabanan. But this ultimate Kirsten Rashi says, no, Ein Achinami. It's not only Tviyas Ayin that you're relying on. If it was only Tviyas Ayin, it wouldn't work. It's the combination of a simen on the kli plus a tviyas ayin on the get, and only with the combination of those two can you assume that it's the same get. That's the alternate version of Rashi. Okay, good. So let's see the Gemara. So the Mishnah had said that only find the get li alter are you allowed to be megarish with. So the Gemara says, well, we have a stira between our Mishnah that sounds like even if you find the get and between our Mishnah and another Mishnah, which sounds like even if you find the get li achar zman, it's going to be kosher. Ureminu, I'll ask you stira matza gitei nashim. If a person finds gitei nashim, or for that matter, v'shechurei avadim, he finds a shtar shechur. Or a daitiki, he finds a star matna shchivmer. A daitiki is a nutrikun of da tehe lemekam valios, that this should be forever. I mean, that these words, even though they're only spoken words, they should be mekuyam. And you don't need a maisa kinyan in addition to these words, because divrei shchivmera are kiksuvin kumasurin dami. So when they write up afterwards what exactly the guy said, even though the guy who's giving something never made a kinyan, so there's no formal act of kinyan, they write up a daitiki. So it's a shtar that indicates what the shchivmera had said. Or matanos, they find a shtar matana, or v'shovrin, a shtar piron of a loan. Hareze lo yachzir. You're not allowed to return the get neither to the husband nor to the wife, and the other shtars you don't return neither to the one who made the shtar nor to the one who's supposed to be mekabel the shtar. Shani omer, because I have to be concerned. Ksuvin ayu, these shtaros were written, let's say, because the guy wanted to be megarish his wife, or to be meshach or his eved, or to give this matana, but then he changed his mind. Shalolit, not to give it to the other party. So it sounds like because of that chashash, you don't return the get to the Baal or to the Isha. But the implication is, ha'amar tenu, but if the Baal says after you find the get, no, good, I'm glad you found it, give it to the Isha, then we don't have any further chashash. Oh, but maybe this isn't his get. No, as soon as he says tenu, the whole chashash is that maybe he's nimlach and he doesn't want to use it anymore. But if he says, I do want to use it, good, give it to her. So no sin, then we do give the get, and we're not concerned that maybe it's not the same get. Vafilu l'zman meruba. And apparently, even if it's a long time later, we're not choshesh that it came from somebody else. Tosus points out, maybe we are choshesh that there is someone else who lost this get, who has the same name, but without the chashash that of Nimlach, that he changed his mind, it could be that he already did divorce her, and you're allowed to be machzir the get to the woman, just so she could have a raya that she's mugureshas. Meaning, Tosa says, mechi tesi, that you're giving this get because it's the same get. Maybe ha'amar tenu nosnin, because we assume that he already used it, and now she just needs a raya in hand. Okay, so she has a shtar now that has a get, that has her name and his name, and says that there is a divorce, and as far as affecting the divorce, maybe that already happened. So the Tosa says no, because if that were the case, it wouldn't have had to say Nimlach, it just would have said that Choshim Shemelo Nasanla. From the fact that it says Nimlach, sounds like that Lule, that he was Nimlach, even now he'd be able to be Megarish with this get, and we're not Choshesh that it's another get. Meaning it sounds like we're assuming that it's the same get. Anyway, that's the stira between the two Mishnayos. That our Mishnah says, Luzman Meruba, you're Choshesh that maybe it's not the same get. And here you have another Mishnah that says, Lule, that he was Nimlach, you'd be able to use a get. Sounds like even after Zman Meruba. So Amarabba lo Kasha. So Rabba says, not a Kasha. Kad b'makom shashiyaros mitzuyos. Kad b'makom she'en shiyaros mitzuyos. Our Mishnah, which does not allow returning the get because I'm Choshesh that it came from somebody else, is a place where there are a lot of people that pass by. So it's very likely that it fell from somebody else. But in the Mishnah B'Metzia, which seems like even Lachar's Man Meruba, you're allowed to return it. It's Makom Shein Sheiros Metzios. There aren't a lot of people that pass by. There are no caravans that pass by that area. So it's a really far-fetched concern that someone else dropped this get. So the Gemara adds, Va'afilu B'Makom Shasharos Metzios. And even if it's a place that's a highly traversed area, it's a high traffic area, V'Hushuch Skushnei Yosef and Shimon B'Arachas, we're only going to be Choshe that it fell from someone else who has the same name if we have a chazaka that there is somebody else that has the same name. And therefore, we have to be choshesh that maybe that somebody else is the one who dropped the get. But if you don't have Shnei Yosef and Shimon B'Arachas, two people with the same name, then we're not choshesh that maybe there's another person who has the same name, or there's another city that has the same name as this city, and the person from that, and in that city, there's someone that has the same name. It has to be huchzak that in this city, there's somebody else that has this same name and Shayaros Mitzuyos. With the combination of those two things, then I'm going to be hesitant about giving the get back Liachar Zman. But if it's not Shayaros Mitzuyos, or there's no Chazaka that someone else has the same name, then Liachar Zman, you're allowed to give the get back. And the Gemara says, you know what? You have to say this. If you're not going to say, if you're going to think that even when it's Lohuch Sakshnei Yosef B'Shum B'Arachas, that you're still going to have a chashash that it's from someone else, well then kasha d'rabba ad'rabba. Then you're going to land with a stira in Rabba himself. That because we know that Rabba himself was not choshesh for Shnei Yosef and Shimon, and the Gemara brings Rabba where we find that Rabba's not choshesh for Shnei Yosef and Shimon. Da'hu gita d'ishtakach bedina d'Rav Huna. There was a get that was found in the Beis Din of Rav Huna, and they brought it to the Beis Din to be mekayim the get, and the Beis Din was mekayim the chasimos, the signatures on the get, and it was the person who was mekayim lost the get, and he came and he said, "I'd like you to return it to me." Someone found it and he wanted it back. Vavaksivbe, and it's said in the get, Bishviri Masa da al Rachis Nahara, in the city of Shviri by the river Rachis. And there was no, in that city of Shviri by the river Nachis, there was no one else that had that same name. Va'am Rav Huna said, I know no one else has the same name in this city of Shviri by the river Rachis, but Choshen L'Shnei Shviri, maybe there's another place called Shviri, and over there there's another person with the same name, and maybe he wrote the get to his wife, and that's who lost the get, and therefore you're not allowed to return the get. Right? Sounds like far fetched, but not so crazy that there are multiple places that have. Just last night, someone was discussing with me. They want to go away for a Shabbos, and they found one of these houses that you could rent, and he said, I want to know if it's near a shul. So it was in a place called Monroe. So I said, I'm sure there are many shuls in Monroe. He said, yeah, and he sent me a link to Chabad of Monroe. I'm like, there's no way. There's no way that there's a Chabad of Monroe. It turns out there's a Monroe, New Jersey also, and there's a Chabad there. So, but that's not the same as Monroe, New York. So they're very different places. So you could have people with the same name that both the Jewish, you know, Jewish places where there are Jewish people. So you could have people with the same name in the other cities. That's what Rav Huna was concerned about. So Rav Chista l'Rabba. So Rav Chista said to Rabba, Puk vayenba. Go and look into this halacha. Is this something that we have to be choshesh? Because in the evening, Rav Huna is going to ask what the din is. So Nafak, Rabba went out. The Tos Yantov on Mishnayis in Pirkei Avos says that when we say Nafak, it doesn't mean that he physically went out. It means it's the Yetzias HaSeichel, that it meant that he went to really analyze, that he started focusing on this issue. Duck, he was careful in reading the Mishnayis carefully. Va'ashkach, and he found a Mishnah that says that you don't have to worry about such a thing when there's no Huchzak. Ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah, call Maisa Bezdin, Areza Yachzir. If you find a Maisa Bezdin, a star that's Mukuyim in Bezdin, you're allowed to return it. So apparently you're not Choshish, that there's another place that has the same name where you're going to, right, you don't have any such Chashash, and somebody else in that same place that has the same name as you. Iva Beidina de Ravuna, the Bezdin of Ravuna, Kimakom Shasheros Mitsuyos Dami, is considered to be a place where there are a lot of people. It's a Makom Shasheros Mitsuyos, meaning even though maybe there wasn't mass transit by the Bezin of Rav Huna, but a lot of people came through there because Rav Huna's Bezin was a Chashva Bezin, so people always wanted Dine Torah there. So that's considered Sheiros Mitzios. Sheiros Mitzios doesn't have to be taken literally that it's an LIRR stop. You know, Sheiros Mitzios just means that it's a place that you know that a lot of people go. They say that in Reb Chaim's house in Brisk, if there was anyone ever had an announcement that they had to make an Aveda, they'd put up a sign in Reb Chaim's house because his door was open to everybody. So that was the place. That was Sheiros Mitzios because he's such a Baal Chesed that the door was open to everybody. That's what they say. That the Reb Chaim had a door on his, he had a front door to his house because to be Yosei Shitas Rambam that you're only chayiv in mezuzah if you have a front door. But there was no other reason that he needed a front door in his house because it was open anyway and anyone could come in whenever they wanted. So anyway, so it's Rav Huna's Beis Din was a makom shasheros metzuyos. People were coming and going all the time. The kapashit and Rabbah was poshit from the Mishnah. The yachzir that you return the shtar to the malda. We're not choshesh that maybe there's another place that has the same name where there's another person with the same name as the Baal Shtar. Alma, so what do you see? In lo, that when am I going to be concerned that it fell from somebody else? If it's huchzak that there's somebody else by the same name, but if there's not huchzak that there's somebody else by the same name, then even b'makom shasheros mitzuyos, I'm not going to be concerned. And the Gemara brings a ma'isa. Avad Rabba Uvda ba'u gita tishtachach be'kitana, that Rabba paskin halacha l'ma'isa in a get that was found by be'kitana. The way he understood our Mishnah, that you don't have to be choshesh that the shtar fell from somebody that has the same name as you, unless it meets both qualifications, that it's makom shasheros mitzuyos and it's huchzak Shnei Yosef and Shimon, that there's a chazaka that there's someone else that has the same name. Without those two tonight, without those two conditions being met, then it's no problem. Then you're allowed to return the get. So Ikata Amri, others say that the get was found beduchta echad de toru kitana, in a place where they soak flax. Va'afal gav de huchzaku, and even though it was huchzak that it was Shnei Yosef and Shimon, to lo shchichon sheyarta, it's not a place where sheyaros metzio, so you don't have to worry that the other guy who has the same name is the one that dropped this get. Ikata Amri, and others say that the details of the story were beduchta de mezabni kitana. It was a place where they sell flax, and it was a case where it was not huchzak Shnei Yosef and Shimon, but it is a place that Shayaros or Shchichos. Meaning, we know that Rabba paskind that if you don't have both of these qualifications, then you're allowed to return the get. What we don't know is which of the qualifications it was missing. So there are two versions of which qualification it was missing. So either it was not a place where Shayaros Mitzios, but it was a place of Huchzak Shnei Yosef and Shimon, Or it was not a place of Sheyos and Shimon, even though it was a place of Sheyos Mitzuyos. So that is all one question with one answer, right? So what did we ask? We had a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah of Mitzuyah, where our Mishnah says, Lizman Merubah, you're not allowed to return the get because you have to assume it came from someone else. And we have Mishnah of Mitzuyah that says, even Lizman Merubah, you're allowed to return the get or other shtar, and you don't have to assume it came from someone else. And the answer was, the yishuv of the stira was, difference between Sheyos Mitzuyos and Ein Shayaros Mitzuyos. When the Mishnah B'Mitzuyah says, even much later, you're allowed to return it, that's because there are no Shayaros Mitzuyos. When our Mishnah said, much later, you're not allowed to return it, that's Shayaros Mitzuyos. And then we added on that, not only is it Shayaros Mitzuyos, it also has to be that it's Uchsak Shnei Yosef and Shimon B'Irachas, that you know that there's somebody else that has the same name. So now the Gemara says, you know, Rabbi Zeira also explained that our Mishnah must be talking about a case where it's Shayaros Mitzuyos, but the Hechrich for Rabbi Zeira was not that Mishnah but Metzia that Sosar Mishnah, it was a Brisa that Sosar Mishnah. Sorry, Zeira is going to land in the same place Rabba did, that our Mishnah is only talking about a case of Shayaros Mitzuyos, and therefore I'm nervous that maybe it's someone else's get and it's not this fellow's get. He landed in that with that same answer, but what forced him into it was not a stira between two Mishnayos, but rather a stira between a Mishnah and a Braisa. Rabbi Zeira Rami Masnisna a Braisa Umishani. He asked a stira between our Mishnah and a Braisa, and he answered the stira. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, maybe get vava de menu, that you bring a get and you lose the get. Imitzoli alter, if you find the get right away, kosher, then you could be megarish with it, vimla, but if you don't find it right away, you only find el achar zman, possible. You're not allowed to be megarish with it because maybe it's not the same get that you lost. Maybe someone else who has the same name lost this get. But ur minu, I'll ask you a stira, not from a mishnah, but from a braisa. Matzah get isha b'shuk. If you find a get isha in the shuk, bizman shabal moda. If the husband is moda that he was megarish his wife, yachzir l'isha. Meaning he says, yeah, that's an old get. I divorced her already a month ago. So then you return the get to the woman. Eina bal modif, the husband is not modif that he was megarish the wife, lo yachsu, then you do not return the get, lo lezeh, not to the bal, because maybe he's going to bring Ede Mesira, that he was megarisher, and he's going to say that he already paid the ksuba, and therefore she returned him the get, in order that she won't be able to claim the ksuba anymore, the ksuba money anymore, so don't return it to the bal, because he's going to use that as proof that he's already paid his ksuba, when he in fact has not. Velolazen, nor do you return it to the woman, because maybe the divorce didn't happen yet, and she's going to use that as proof that she's already divorced, and she's going to go get remarried based on that. Tosos points out, wait a second, the Gemara is going to say later on in Daf Samach Dalin that a woman who says to her husband, Gereshtani is Ne'emenes, that a woman who claims she's divorced is divorced. We believe her, because Chazaka, Eini Shami is a Paneh, Bifnei Baila, that a woman is not going to have the Azus Panim to claim that she's divorced when the husband didn't divorce her. So Tosos says, yeah, but that's only that chazaka, that a woman wouldn't have the chutzpah to claim that she's divorced when she's not, is only if she has nothing to back up that claim. But if she has a get in hand, so that will give her the confidence and the chutzpah to say that she was divorced, even if she's not. So we're afraid to return this get to the Isha, because that's all she's going to need to be able to claim that she's divorced, and to lie about it, and to be able to get remarried. But the Gemara's medayek, habizman shabal moda miyas, but bottom line is, if the husband is moda, then yachzir the Isha, vafil lizman meruba. Sounds like you can give it to the wife, even lizman meruba, even if it's much later, and I'm not worried that that there was someone else that had dropped this get, who happens to have the same name. So apparently that's not a concern for us, even Lizman Ruba. So there's your stira. It's not between two Mishnayis, it's between our Mishnah and this Braisa, that the Braisa seems to say, even Lizman Ruba, you don't have to worry that it's from somebody else. So Mishani, Rabbi Zeira answers the stira, same way Rabbi answered his stira. Kad b'makom shasheros mitzios, kad b'makom shasheros mitzios. Our Mishnah is talking about a case that's a high traffic area, and therefore you do have to be concerned it came from somebody else, whereas the Braisa is talking about a low traffic area, so you don't have to worry that it came from somebody else. So Gemara brings two Lashonos within Rabbi Zeira's answer. Ikada Amri, some say that which Rabbi Zeira said, our Mishnah must be talking about Sheyaros Mitzuyos, and therefore you can't return it after some time. Vuhu shehuchsuku hudzulo lihadar avahainu derabba. That Rabbi Zeir is really saying the same thing as Rabba, namely that you need two qualifications to be concerned that it's not the same get. Number one, that it's sheyarosh mitzios, and number two, that it's huchsak shnei Yosef ben Shimon bi'irachas, that you know that there's somebody else that happens to have the same name, which is exactly what Rabba said. That only when you have both of those qualifications do we say lizman Meruba, don't return the get. So really, it's three qualifications. It's Man Meruba, Shayaros Mitzios, and Huchsuk Shnei Yosef and Shimon. Right? So when you have all three of those things aligned, then you don't return the get. If you're missing any one of those factors, you would return the get. V'ikadami and others understand that Rabbi Zeira's answer is that Af Al Gav Delo Huchsuku Lo Lehadaru Pliga De Rabba, that Rabbi Zeira never required that it be Huchsuk Shnei Yosef and Shimon Bi'arachas to be nervous about returning this get. To be nervous about returning the get, you only need two things. You only need the fact that it's Zman Meruba, it's been a while, and Sheyaros Mitzios. That's enough to be concerned that somebody else, by the same name, has dropped this get. So Bishlam the Rabbi Lo Makrabi Zera. So now the Gemara is bothered. Why do they ask stiras from different places? Meaning, if there's a Mishnah that's Sosar our Mishnah and there's a Brisa that's Sosar our Mishnah, why wouldn't Rabbi want to ask the stira from the Brisa? So why wouldn't Rabbi Zera want to ask the stira from the Mishnah? Presumably, they were both aware of all the marmakomos, right? So why didn't they ask the same stira? So Bishlam the Rabbi Lo Makrabi Zera. I understand why Rabbi didn't want to ask Rabbi Zera's stira from the Brisa, because obviously, masnisin alima leilak shuye. Whenever you have a possibility of asking from a Mishnah, that's always stronger to ask from a Mishnah than to ask from a Braisa. But the other way, el Rabbi Zeira my time in Lama Karaba. Why would Rabbi Zeira not ask the stira from a Mishnah, and why would instead he choose the less authoritative source, the Braisa, to be that which he asks the stira from? Says the Gemara, Amar Lach, Rabbi Zeira will answer you. From the Mishnah of Matzah Gitei Nashim that we have in Maseches Bamitzia, it's not really such a stira, because Mi Katani, does it say in that Mishnah, Im Amar Tznu Nosnin, Va'afilu L'Zman Meruba? Did you ever see those words in that Mishnah? That even L'Zman Meruba, you could return it? No, Dilma Im Amar Tznu Nosnin, maybe when the Mishnah B'Metzia says that you're allowed to return it, it means with the qualification that our Mishnah offered, that it's got to be the altar. But if it's Bizman Meruba, then you're not supposed to return it, because maybe if it's Man Meruba, I have to be Choshish that it fell from someone else. But the Braisa says Beferish that when the Baal is Moda, you're Yachsu the Isha. So that has to be talking about Zman Meruba, because if it's the altar and the Baal is Moda that it fell from the Isha, then of course you return it, because there's nothing to be Choshish for. So that's why it's a Kasha from the Braisa on our Mishnah rather than from the Mishnah on the Mishnah, and that's what forced him into the chiluk between Shayaros Mitzuyos and Ein Shayaros Mitzuyos. Okay, so all of that was a stira, right? Two ways of asking the stira, but a stira, whether we're choshesh that it fell from someone else after Zman Meruba or not, and one answer to the stira. The one answer was Kanshe Shayaros Mitzuyos, Kanshe Ein Shayaros Mitzuyos. Okay, we weren't sure whether Sheiros Mitzios, according to both Rabba and Rabbi Zeira, meant and also Huchsuk Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, or only Rabba held Huchsuk Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, but the basic answer is the same. Kan Sheiros Mitzios, Kan Shein Sheiros Mitzios. Now the Gemara is going to say, but it's not the only answer. There are two other ways to be Miyashev these Stiros, whether it be the Stira between the Mishnayos, or whether it be the Stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar, that it's not a Kasha, neither from the Mishnah nor from the Braisa, that imply that Bizman Meruba, even Bizman Meruba, you're allowed to return the get. It could just very well be Kigon Taka Amri Edim Me'olam Lo Chasamnu Ela Al Get Echad Shel Yosef and Shimon. It could be that the Edim, whose names are signed on the get, they come and they tell us, we've only ever signed a get of a fellow by the name of Yosef and Shimon once, and therefore you have nothing to be concerned about that someone else had dropped it. And maybe that's the case in the Mishnah Bavitzia, and that's the case in the Brisa. Why, even the Achaz Man Meruba, you're allowed to return it because you have the verification of the Edom that they never signed any other get that had these names on it. Yachi, if that's the case that the Edom are testifying that they never signed another get that has these names on it, then what's the chiddush of this Mishnah B'Metzia and this Brisa? Of course you have nothing to be choshish for, right? Well, what else would you be worried about? Mal detema lechush dulma isrami shma kishma ve'edim ke'edim. Wow, I might have thought that you have to be choshesh. Not only is there another Yosef ben Shimon who lives in the same city and married to a woman by the same name as Yosef, this Yosef ben Shimon's wife, but that when he wrote a get, he found two other Edim that have the same names as these two Edim who signed the get for this Yosef ben Shimon. So kamash milan, that far you don't have to be choshesh. You have a husband and a wife that happen to have the same name, so you know, they can, if they have extra monogram towels or whatever, they can give them to, you know, but they can have two Edim all. So that they're going to have the same name. That's too much. Rav Ashi, they'll give you another teretz that neither the Mishnah nor the Brisa, neither the Mishnah B'Metzia nor the Brisa is a Sira Tara Mishnah, because Kegon de Ka'amar Nek of Yesh B'Metzados Plonis Dahavale Simin Mufak. It could be that both the Mishnah B'Metzia and the Brisa is talking about a case where the Shliach is able to give a Simin Mufak where he knows that this is the very get that he dropped, because he says there's a little hole in the get right next to this letter in the get, and that's a siman mufak. Gary Shirachim points out, l'chor, it's difficult because if it has a siman mufak, then it's pashut that you return it to him, because the whole sugim b'metzia sounds like siman mufak is the same as eidim. So mali if you have eidim, mali if you have a siman mufak, then there's really no chiddush in the Mishnah or the Brisa if the whole kimta is that the Mishnah and the Brisa are talking about where there's a siman mufak, right? The Gemara should have asked my lemeimra on that. But anyway, v'dafka b'tzados plonus. If you're going to argue that the case in the Mishnah B'Metzia and in the Brisa are talking about where there's a siman mufak, so the siman mufak of that I know that there's a hole next to this letter of the get. Davle siman mufak. That's a real siman mufak. Avol nekev bi'alma. But if there just happens to be some sort of nekev kolshehu in the get and you don't remember where the nekev is, lo, that's not a valid siman. You're not going to rely on that, because misafkele simanim idar. Rav Ashi is not sure when the Chum say that you're machzir in Aveda through Simanim, is that din midar Raisa that we learned that? And if that were the case, even on such a get where you just know that there's a hole in it, you could rely on that Simon and give it back, even though it's not a Simon Mufak? Or maybe no. Maybe the idea of returning based on a Simon is only a din midar Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan are going to allow for Dine Mamanis to return based on a Simon. Okay, Hefker based on Hefker, no big deal. So for Dine Mamanis, you could return based on a simon, but to be matir and isha al yidei such a get, so that we're not going to rely on. Meaning, whenever you have the mechanism of hefker based on hefker, so it's much easier. When you deal with dinim mamonis, you always have the possibility of utilizing the mechanism of hefker based on hefker. It's still a mechanism we utilize today. I just had a shayla. I just asked Rav Shechter last week. On Friday, that someone called me up. They told me that there's a woman who's a landlord, and she owns a building, and that one of her tenants is an 87-year-old man who is dying. He's not conscious at all. They're not treating him anymore. They're just waiting for him to die. He has no known relatives at all. Nothing. No. He lived alone. The landlord really took care of him. And she said, there's a sizable estate. And what's going to happen is, the state is going to take the sizable estate. So should she? It's such a waste. He has all this. He has no children or grandchildren to make for his zechus, for his neshama to do anything. Can she take his stuff and give it to tzedakah? He has furniture. He has things. He has other things. Okay, she's not going to have access to the estate because she's not. But she has access to the apartment. So can she give the stuff to tzedakah rather than just have everything end up where who knows where? So Rav Shechter thought, get a basin together, do hefker basin hefker. Meaning you can't take it from him from the guy now because it's stealing. Right, but the guy doesn't need it. He's never going to need it. So and once he dies, it's going to be too late. You're not going to be able to get it. So he thought, yeah, you could do a hefker bezin and hefker instead of just letting it be lost. Get a bezin together, do a hefker bezin and hefker, and at least do something good with it. And let that be a zuchus for the fellow. So anyway, so we utilize hefker bezin and hefker. But if you don't have the mechanism of hefker bezin and hefker, so then we can't rely on something that you're not sure if it's a daraisa that might only be a drabanan, like a simon sheino mufak for get isha, to allow a woman to get remarried. So Gemara brings a maisa about a get that was lost. Rabbi Bar Chana was a shliach for bringing a get. That's the way Rashi understands, at least. The Maram Shif writes that the Gemara does, Rashi didn't want to say that he was the Megaresh. Maram Shif says, that's a little embarrassing. Gerushin is a davar kasha. It's not a pleasant thing for a person to go through. So we don't want to say about Rabbi Baruch Hanna that he was the Megaresh. So we just say that he was the, we'd rather say that he was the shliach. Rabbi Kiveger in a tshuva, Madura Kamasim Kuvzayin says, no, it's Mukhrach that he wasn't the Megaresh. Because if he was the Megaresh, it only would have been a Chashash Midrabanan, because he could have just written another get and been Megaresh. And Kenegdach Chashash Rabanan, you wouldn't have needed a Simon Mufaka. Simon Beinini would have worked. So it has to be that he wasn't the Megaresh over here, because it would have ruined the whole halach over here. So it's interesting, right? You have this discussion in the Achronim. Is it embarrassing? Is it improper to say about one of the Amoraim that he got divorced? Is that something that... I mean, is that Lashon Hara to say about somebody? Someone doesn't know that the person is divorced. To say that the person is divorced because there's a stigma in people's eyes, is that something? But there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Gerish that when a marriage is not working out, that's what you're supposed to do. I find a lot of times when you have young people that get divorced, it gives them chizik when you tell them, you should know, this Rosh Yeshiva, when he was young, he was married for less than a year and got divorced, and look what he became. He became he got remarried, and became a major Rosh Yeshiva, and he became a Marbitz Torah. He doesn't go around talking about it, but a lot of times that provides chizik. So that's a question: is that lashon hara? Are you allowed to say such things? So that seems to be the machlokas Maram Shif and Rabbi Kiva Eger over here. Anyway, Rabbi, I don't know what the halach is. Rabbi, I know I've said it, but Rabbi Baruchana irkas legita be midrasha. Rabbi Baruchana once lost a get in the base medrash. So Amar, so Rabbi Baruchana said, isi mana. If you want to be machzir by giving a simin, isli bigavei. I have a simin. Itvi yaseina. And if you want to know, do I have tvi? Do I recognize it? Issa Begavei. I'm makir b'tzviya sayin as well, because I looked at it carefully. So they returned the get to him. So Amar, Rabbi Baruchana said, I don't know why they returned it to me. Meaning I gave them two good reasons to return it. I don't know which reason motivated them. So lo yadana, imishum siman adjua. I don't know if they gave it back to me because of the siman v'ksavi simanum daraisa, and they hold simanum daraisa. Imishum tviya sayinu, or they gave it back to me because of the tviya sayin v'dafkat zur midrabanan, because I happen to be a Talmud Chacham. They returned it to me. Aval inish bialma lo. But if I had not been a Talmud Chacham, maybe in a chinami, they would not have returned it to me. The Tosos points out in Dibur HaMaskel v'dafka that Amei Aretz also recognized things b'tvi Zayin. It's a lack of ne'amanos. And Tosos brings a raya to this from Babas v'daf kuf samuches, that it's Surmir Abanan that goes to be Mekadish Nisha, and he takes an Amei Aretz with him so that the Amei Aretz will recognize the woman and is not going to confuse her with someone else. And if there's an Amei Aretz doesn't have tefiyas ayin, then it doesn't help to bring her along to be made. So the Achronim are bothered. Why Tosfos has to bring a raya that an Amei Aretz has tefiyas ayin on something that he looks at? Everybody has tefiyas ayin on things that they look at. Meaning everybody has tefiyas ayin on their own wife. How are you allowed to be with your own wife? Because you recognize her. You know that it's your wife, right? So what does that mean that you need to bring a raya that an Amei Aretz has tefiyas ayin? So this is an issue that the Achronim work on. Okay. So anyway. V'imlav pasul. So we said that if you don't find the get li'alter, then it's going to be pasul. So tar rabbanan, ezuhu li'alter. How do you define what's called li'alter? What's considered immediate? So six different opinions. Rabbi Nassan Omer, sheshaha. That it was long enough time that another train came by in the meantime, and it could have and stopped in that station. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer that it's not totally an amount of time, but Kadeshia Adam Omid Varoa Shalo Avarsham Adam, that if a person was able to see in the place where the get was lost that no one other than the shliach has passed by in between the loss of the get and the finding of the get. So it's not an amount of time; it's verifying that no one else was there. They looked at the security cameras and no one else passed by. V'yesham, and some say, shalosh shaha adam sham, that no one stayed there from the time the shliach came until they found the get. Rebbe Omer, that the shir is k'dei lichtov as a get, the amount of time that it will take to write a get, that's already not considered the altar. Rebbe Yitzchak Omer, that the shir is k'dei lekroso, the amount of time it takes to read a get. Acherim Omer, and Acherim say, k'dei lekoso Vilakroso, the amount of time that it takes to write a get and read a get. So Rashi writes, what does that have to do with whether it's a say to get or not? The amount of time it takes to write again, read again. Who's writing again and reading again? No one's doing any of that right now. We're just trying to figure out if someone else dropped a get. What does that have to do with writing or reading? So Rashi says, Eina chinam, it has no shaychus with the, these shirim have no shaychus with the chashash, that maybe it's not the same get. We're just trying to define what's called immediately, but there's no direct connection. Tiferes Yaakov says, that's a little tamua, that we give a shir that has no kesher to the chashash. These shirim aren't alach l'moshe Sinai, so where do these shirim come from? So Tiferes Yaakov explains that that maybe we have to be choshesh, that since the shliach lost the get, the woman asked someone else to write another get for her and to give it to the shliach in order to confuse him and make him think that it's the same get. So it has to be enough time that she had time to do that. That's kedei lekoso. Kedei lekoso, maybe she asked someone else to write another get for him. He said, I don't even need to. I already have one right here with all the right names on it. Okay, let's just read it and make sure that it's got a... So that's kedei lekoso. Or kedei lekoso, meaning that it all relates to the chashash itself. That's how the Tveres Yaakov says. V'afilu shah, and even if there was some time and after the altar, v'yesh bo simanim, but there's simanim muvhakim, that it's the same get, mi'idim lov. They could be made on the simanim to say that it's the one that fell, the same get that this guy had dropped. So the Gemara explains, the Amri neck of Yeshba b'tzad os plonis. That means that they're able to verify that there was a hole next to this letter. Ve'ein mi'idin al simane aguf. They can't be made just on the simanim of the guf of the get, meaning the Amri oruch v'gotz, to say how big the paper was. Oh, it was written on 8.5 by 11, or it was written on that Israeli size paper, whatever size that is. Right, that's not good enough to identify the get, but neck of b'tzad os plonis, that would be considered a simanim mufak. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the bottom tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone. Take care. Good day. Bye.